In the ongoing effort to avoid commercials on our show, we bring you a commercial from us. My subby and I have created a boutique adult toy store on my website. We have handpicked items that are low cost and show up on your doorstep with all of your other Amazon packages. Make sure, though, that you open them, not your kids. Go to kristenkellogg.com or find the link in the notes of this episode. We will get a percentage of the sales from the items exclusively on my storefront. You get some special items to enhance your FLR, and we all win without a stupid ass commercial.
I've said this multiple times. I put pet dig on, and is this a sign of what our society is like? I feel like I have control of the world when I put that dick on. Where does that come from?
Penis-controlled society.
I guess. Not for long, bitches.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. If you are not 18 years of age or older, there are thousands of other podcasts you can listen to, and you can come back and visit us when you are 18. This podcast is meant solely for entertainment. We are not licensed doctors, lawyers, or therapists. We simply have a fascination with the lifestyle and a love to share it with you and get your thoughts and opinions.
Hey everyone, join me on my journey from living a 100% vanilla life to tiptoeing into a whole new world I never knew existed. Exploring a life that puts a whole new spin on sex and its meaning to me. From chastity devices and cuckolding to my experiences and the lifestyle. I have met some amazing people and had some crazy experiences and learned a lot about myself along the way. Welcome to Christine's FLR Podcast.
Welcome back.
Best beginning of a podcast ever.
Sunny Florida. Why the fuck do I not live here?
Well, because they have alligators and cockroaches, so...
Fuck. For these temperatures, no, I don't care.
No disrespect to Floridians. We do love it here. I was just being...
Why are we in Florida?
We're in Florida for PodFest.
Only 2023, not 2024.
We're a year ahead of the game.
Yeah. We're ahead of schedule on something else.
Holy shit. Yeah, so we're at PodFest, and PodFest was actually made possible by the work that I've been doing the past 6 months or so, and that's been adding up and up and up and up, and here we are, a fantastic conference.
It was.
Yeah.
It was really an eye-opener on...
Lots of levels, but...
Yeah. I mean, I think it was great. The community is great. I am excited about the things that I learned on how to connect with you more and things that I can offer to give more of a one-on-one to you, who takes time out of your day to listen to me sometimes ramble or sometimes hit the nail on the head about something that I'm talking about. At the end of the day, it all comes down to appreciating you and why I'm saying I appreciate you so much. Or one of the reasons is, while we were at PodFest, Christine's FLR Podcast hit a total all-time download of
400,000.
That is fucking insane to me.
Like, when we started this thing, we're all excited in the first week or whatever it was that we got 100.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, there's people that want to listen to me.
What the hell? You know? But we kept with it and the consistency and the hard work, and here we are.
I think, too, that's one of my biggest takeaways from this PodFest convention is that it has really ignited my passion to put more work into this podcast, because I feel like it is a helpful tool for you. Or even if it's just you listen to this podcast and you're like, oh my gosh, I can totally relate to what she was feeling. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just nice to know you're not alone. And I think I'm going to focus more on that. And I really want to focus more on how I can connect with you better. I think the connections are really what I am looking forward to taking away from this podcast.
100%.
I think of my podcast as, I mean, I didn't until this convention. I kind of think of it as a business. However, I'm not going to operate it like it's a business, because it's more about building a community and connecting with people.
It's a healthy balance of both, I think.
Yeah. I mean, would I like to make money from this podcast? Of course. Who doesn't like money? However, that isn't necessarily my primary goal.
Right. So by saying that, like, we're not going to slop a bunch of stupid ass ads on the podcast like we attempted at one point, and we're sorry for that. That's just silly talk.
Yeah.
So, but there are other avenues that we will be able to leverage and utilize that will meet both needs.
And on that note of connecting, I talk about frequently, you know, one-on-one conversations and how do I go about doing that. You know, I'm not overly comfortable just passing out my phone number or whatever. And I think that may be overwhelming if I was to have a phone number of the book and just talk to me. So while at PodFest, we discovered this fantastic app called Owl, and it's OWWLL.
Yep.
So this app, I'm giving it a test run. I will post on my socials. So basically, I can set times where I'm online and you can call me through this app. Your information is protected. My information is protected. And we can have a conversation, whether it be for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I really like the thought of this. I guess I'm more interested in if you have an interest in it.
Yeah.
If this is something that you would get value from. Would you like to talk to me for 10 minutes? Maybe you just have a quick question and you want to talk to me about something. And, well, if you've emailed me, you know that I'm not always fantastic at that. My mindset towards all of this has really kind of changed thanks to PodFest. It was a great experience and it really kind of helped me get a grasp on what I want the Stand.LR podcast to be. So if you're interested, I will put a link to Owl in my show notes.
Yep.
It is a brand new-ish company.
Yeah, one guy came up with it, funded it, built it, all the things. I'm sure he farmed out some of the work or whatever, but it's we met the guy from the Owl app. Like, you know, you can't get more one-on-one than that necessarily. Yeah. But, unless you work for Cloud Mics and you can meet that guy as well, who is also very cool. Sorry.
Shameless.
Yep.
It's very nice to work with smaller companies where I feel like I'm more than just a number. So I'm excited to test this out and see how it works and see if you enjoy it. And I will try to also, you know, I'll post it on all my socials when I'm going to be on. So I turn my availability on for a certain amount of time. It might be a little bumpy in the beginning to see, you know, when are good times. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll do it on like lunch hour times or I don't know. I haven't figured it all out, but I wanted to say something about it and see if there was any interest. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me anywhere. So I will probably start that maybe Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, which we will be coming into February. Give it a test run. See what we think. See what you think. And kind of go for there. I would also like to schedule a time where my handsome subby hubby can be available also if any of you have, or if you have a question specifically directed at him.
Yeah.
I do know that there is an influx in men who are wanting to ask him some questions.
Yeah.
So maybe this is an avenue that we can go down that offers you a little bit of time to have a one-on-one with him with questions that you might have for him regarding your relationship or just man questions or cage questions or, you know, I obviously can't answer questions about the fit of the cage because I don't have a real penis that I cage and just put one on and poke plus.
That's valid. I mean, I'm not an expert by any means. I can only speak on my experience and, you know, we're, you know, 7-8 years or whatever into this. So we have some experience and now, you know, my experience is going to be different than other people's experiences. Like people we've talked to, been blessed to talk to, you know, they have different experiences than we do. Mm-hmm. So in so much like this podcast community, everybody's podcast is different, right? But there's information that we can share that's valuable and helpful for other people in their thing that they do. So, you know, if I'd love to answer any questions. Like you always say, do your own research.
Yeah. And a quick sidebar. There's going to be some background noise because we are sitting on a patio.
Yeah.
In beautifully warm weather, and I hate to not enjoy all I can because currently in Minnesota, it is fucking freeze your face cold. So here we are enjoying the sunshine, which it appears it's kind of gone behind some clouds, but we're enjoying the warm weather, mm-hmm. and we're bringing you with us.
Yeah.
Back to the topic of penises and cooties and yep. putting one on and poking.
Yes. Nice segue.
You like that?
I do.
I like all the poking. I kind of want to touch on pegging. I wanted to do more of a full, more informative episode on pegging, and I probably will still do that.
Yeah.
But we're in sunny Florida, and I wanted to get a podcast out to you. So here we are.
Yeah.
I had mentioned last week that we have kind of had an influx in the pegging aspect of things, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that very closely ties to the uptick in flogging.
Mm-hmm.
It seems the two, in my brain, go hand in hand. They don't have to for everyone.
No.
But he's sitting on all fours in front of me naked. Why would I not? I mean, something in his butt.
Like I say, when in Rome.
Yeah. I mean, and now obviously time doesn't allow. That's not something that happens on the regular. However, it has happened quite a bit more. So I kind of wanted to just touch base on things that have happened to us in this little journey of our increased pegging situation that are maybe uncomfortable or people just have questions about trying out on their pegging journey.
Yep.
We also, kind of a shameless plug, not really a shameless plug, I am an affiliate with Lovins, but I did do a poll on what Lovins toy I should order for my sexy subby.
What additional Lovins toy?
Yeah, yes, because we did have the, I cannot think of the name of it right now.
Edge, I think.
Is it the Edge?
I think so.
I think it is, too. We now have the Hush, and I think it's actually the Hush 2. And we have given that a run for its money, and that has been fun.
Yep.
One thing I have noticed about the Hush, and I don't know if I'm doing something wrong or if I'm just not patient enough. So these are fantastic quality toys, I think. I love, and I will do an episode because I also ordered two or three toys for myself. And one of them I ordered shortly before my husband, two, and wife went on vacation. And I gave my wife access to the remote control. Mm-hmm. So I'll talk more about that. It's a pretty fantastic toy. Back to the Hush 2 that we ordered for him. We gave it a trial run. We went out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we gave it a trial run. We went out to eat with our friends, and we gave it a test run. It's fantastic. I think the best way to do it, because I can actually Bluetooth connect to the toy. Mm-hmm. However, we found that it's easier if he connects to the toy and shares the link with me.
Right.
But there are two ways that you can do it. So I can connect my phone to the toy, but if we're not close enough, it loses connection.
Right.
So it's best if you have the person who has the toy inserted or placed
yep.
to just share the link with you. The
connection right.
obviously works much better that way.
Right. And if the person wearing it has their phone in the back pocket, I mean, you can't get much closer of a Bluetooth connection than that.
Okay.
So, you know, that close connection with the Wi-Fi connection working together seems to be the best way to do that.
Yes. The other thing I did notice is I have what they say is one of the better brands of toy cleaner. I don't have it with me, so I can't tell you what the name of it is. But after we tried it that initial time, I washed it. I let soap soak on it, the specific toy soak on it. And I could still smell a little bit of an unfavorable smell on it.
Okay, let's be honest. You're putting something somewhere
yes.
where other things usually come out.
Right.
So there's a solid chance that
yes.
it's going to end up smelling like that, and some may get on it, and let's just be honest about it.
Yeah. Oh, right. Great. I guess I don't need to be, and forget.
No.
I don't have to be candid. No.
Because
so
if you're interested in this sort of thing, this is a real thing you should know.
Quite passionate about this.
I'm just saying.
So I'll
pussyfoot and rum shit.
Literally. So I did notice that it had a bit of a shit smell. And interestingly enough, I just let it sit out mm-hmm. for, I think it was, I washed it. I let soap soak on it, washed it again. And I could still smell it.
This was right after.
Yes. The material that it is made out of, though, is, I believe it's a silicone,
mm-hmm.
which when I do another more in-depth episode, I found a website that really breaks down the different materials that these toys mm-hmm. are made out of. And it was a great guide. So I want to share that with you. I will circle back to that on the next pegging episode.
Part 2 pegging.
Yeah. Okay. So the smell did go away. I think it just needed some time to air out. I don't smell it on there at all. In fact, we have it with us, and I smell nothing.
Yep.
I did, however, forget the toy soap. I don't know that we will be giving her a go here because I don't want to travel with that in our luggage.
Yeah.
Smelling like... So the thought was there. I also brought Bob. I'll tell you more about Bob sometime, too. Cool. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
I digress. Altogether, though, I would give this toy a 10 out of 10. We did order the smallest one because we have not really participated in a ton of anal play up until the last few months.
We probably should circle back. This is a butt plug. It's not a strap thing.
Yes, yeah. I'm sorry. I was not very clear with that. Yeah. It is. Yes.
I just thought of that now.
Bluetooth connects to his phone.
Right.
Or I can connect it to mine.
Yep.
And then I control it.
Yep.
Now, the really cool thing about Lovins is you can make your own patterns and save them. And then you can share them to other Lovins people.
Yep.
So,
and you can use other people's patterns as well.
Yes. And this was not by any means meant to be a whole plug for Lovins. I just really enjoyed the Hush 2. It comes in multiple sizes.
Yep.
I would highly recommend for anyone. I would highly recommend. Would you highly recommend?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know.
I would absolutely recommend. And it's difficult because you don't really know what size to get for these things, mm-hmm. right? Like I've been pegged. Mm-hmm. We've done that. And historically, whenever. But on like a daily driver situation, mm-hmm. like how big of a something can you put in there and still function at work mm-hmm. or shopping or I don't whatever the dinner, whatever the thing is, mm-hmm. right? I feel like the one I have might be too small
mm-hmm.
because I felt like I kept trying to hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's, I don't know. Maybe you know, listener. I don't know if that's how it's supposed to be or if it's just supposed to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't put things in my butt. Not saying it's out of the realm of possibility. I mean, anything can happen. I just currently don't have a desire for that. I much prefer to put things in your butt. However, I would suspect your natural instinct is to clench.
Yeah.
Like, where you feel like you have to poop. So are you trying to, like, hold it in? And I don't know how that works. And oh my God, I'm so excited. There's sweat running down my leg. I've never been so happy to sweat in my life. Yeah, I love the sun.
I just want to say that this really speaks to like the beginner. If you are a beginner, this is my insight for like maybe you've never tried it or whatever. This is my insight. Like I'm being transparent on all this because, you know, we are worthless if we're not helping you, the listener, do the thing. Whatever it is. And in this case, it's a Bluetooth controlled butt plug.
And I will say this, Jesus Christ, if you like to put things in your butt, it does not make you gay. And you know what? Even if you are gay, yay for you. Let's be friends. Two, it doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
This is just an act of sexual exploration.
Yep.
This is such a hot button topic for me because I fucking hate when people are like, oh, you like putting stuff in your butt? You must be gay. Sure fucking not. Anyway. So maybe a bigger one. I mean, I tell him about putting bigger things in his butt.
Yeah.
But.
That's huge shit there.
That's just the play situation that when I was talking about pegging. I really had a hard time with pegging for a long time. I very much enjoyed it. I very much enjoy putting the strap on. I've said this multiple times. I put that dick on, and is this a sign of what our society is like? I feel like I have control of the world when I put that dick on. Where does that come from? I don't care. I like the feeling. So,
penis controlled society.
I guess not for long, bitches. Yep. Here comes the giners.
Yep.
Sorry,
man.
All the caffeine today.
Yeah.
But I very much enjoy, I have always enjoyed having a strap on. I have always enjoyed the act of pegging. Here is where I struggled for the longest time. And I, again, don't know what made this switch flip in my mind. I don't know if it has something to do with my sexy husband, too, or my hot wife, whatever it is. There has been a significant uptick in either me just being open-minded about it or getting over the poop aspect of it. I mean, I think that was a big struggle for me.
And getting open-minded in general
yeah.
about things, you know, maybe you had inklings of things or thoughts of things or whatever, but you know, it's not until you actually do something or try it, you know.
And it's not for everyone.
If you try it and you don't like it, that's totally fine too.
Yeah, you can have a successful FLR without pegging.
Exactly.
Don't think that's
just one aspect of it, you know. We'd have a normal relationship with honesty and communication and all the things, right? And really respect for each other, which we feel every fucking relationship should have, right? We just do little some things a little bit different, and you do things a little bit different, and they do something. Like, who the fuck cares what you do different? It should have these things, right? Sorry. Tangent.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, back to you. Yep. It's your fucking podcast.
It is my fucking podcast, but it was I fucking you.
Gotta fan myself a little bit here.
I got the fan for you.
Yeah, well, it's not doing enough.
Damn it, turn it up.
Yeah. That would be fantastic.
Ooh, that makes me want to spank you.
Okay. We should wrap this up.
So I can tie you on?
Yes. Just kidding.
Okay. Back to pegging. I really struggled, I think, with the poop aspect. And he's also very insecure about, you know, when he gets on all fours on the bed, like, hey, is everything okay? I'm over 50. You don't want to trust a fart, all the things.
Valid. Am I right, Lister? Valid.
I think the biggest thing you can do to make the situation more comfortable is just normalize that you are putting something in a hole where poop comes out.
Yep.
And there is a good possibility you're going to have to deal with poop on some bright.
A good possibility. That doesn't mean it's going to happen every time or whenever, but that's there.
Right. One of the biggest tips I would recommend is when we use a strap-on, we put a condom on it.
Yes.
And this trick came from my wife. If you pull the condom up around the balls on your on your cock or your dildo, whatever, it helps it stay on. Yep. So that just adds an extra layer of protection. However, I would recommend, and we'll get into this when I do pegging 2.0, what materials they recommend for anal play at this one site that I found. And it's actually pretty fantastic, very informative, but it tells you what types of materials are best for anal play and things like that, which ones won't grow bacteria or are non-porous, whatever. But adding that condom is just an extra layer of protection for the smell or whatever may come out on it. May come out, it'll be poop, and what else is coming out of your ass? So
guess whatever you put in there before. Yeah, maybe
true story.
I don't know.
But I think that is a very helpful tip. And again, we used a condom. Now, being we're old-ish.
Yeah.
Maybe that was on our fault, but I could still smell the smell of shit on the dildo. Again, I washed it with specific toy cleaner. I let some toy cleaner sit on it overnight, and then I rinsed it again, and I let it air out for a day or two, and the smell is gone. I believe the one that we used is actually the one that I got from Locked in Lust. Mm. Also fantastic quality.
Yeah.
Not a plug, just saying it was a fantastic, and it is one of their smaller ones because we aren't regularly doing this. I'm not going to buy a big 8-inch dildo and shove it up his ass.
Right.
So this was fantastic size, fantastic quality, and very realistic.
Yeah.
I am very impressed with this. So shop around, find something that's good for you. I will follow up with that.
If you do shop around, you can go to the links that we have in the show notes because we have links for that sort of thing. If you want to be helpful, you know, all the things. I don't know that we've gotten much out of any of those two things, but we're only going to put products or companies out to you, the listener, that we are comfortable with.
Yes.
So
Lovin's is kind of expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's you get good quality toys from what you pay for them.
Yes.
I think, but I mean, if I'm being realistic, for us, would this be a site that I shop on regularly if I was building a toy collection? Okay, I can't even say that because fuck yes, I would, because they have so many fantastic toys. But it's not always the most reasonable. And you can probably find something on Amazon.
Yeah.
Another avenue I would like to go down, I would like to link some things in the Amazon storefront of some variety that you can check out.
Things that we would use, we would have used, we would stand behind, all that thing. Yeah. You know, and it's let's be honest about things. You get what you pay for.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so I'm cheap fucking Charlie, you know, so I end up kicking myself in the ass for some of the things that I do. But when it comes to things of this nature, or, you know, work tools or whatever, spend what you need to get the right thing, so you don't have to think about it twice.
Yeah.
You know? So to this point, you buy the cheap, you know, Bluetooth thing and the fucking thing goes haywire, you know, or no, not in a good way.
No, I know.
You know, or, you know, stops working after the second time, then you know, then worry, you have to buy another one if it's something you enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, so there's definitely something to be said about spending the extra few bucks, buy the right thing, and move on.
And I don't ever want this podcast to become something where I'm pushing.
No, this is just our personal.
Yeah.
Like, you do what you want.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you what to do. This is our thing. But in our opinion,
yeah. I don't really like the stuff London has. I just ordered a new toy from them. I know I wasn't going to talk about this on here, but I haven't been able to use it because my uterus has been a fucking cunt and I don't know what the fuck is going on and it just wants to bleed all the time. Yeah. But it is supposed to specifically trigger your G-spot. And I don't know if you know how to make this happen, but I am on a mission to make myself squirt. And that might be TMI, but there you have it. And I cannot seem to make it happen. Maybe it just won't happen for me. I did reach out to a good friend, Dr. B. Mm-hmm. And from the sounds of it, maybe it isn't possible for every female to do it. But I'm going to exhaust all possibilities. I mean, and it'll be a fun journey along the way.
Absolutely.
So here we are.
Yep. Here we are.
I really didn't intend for this to be a sales pitch about toys, but
no. Well, I mean, you know, we're just talking about things that we use. So
kind of, yeah. And you know, we're coming off of a big high of information overload.
Oh my god.
I mean, we have been going Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and today was a half a day of taking in all of this information that relates, and it's been more transformative or more information overload maybe for Wasabi than me, because this pertains more to his social media marketing and things like that, and what avenue he wants to go down. So now he's overloaded with all these ideas.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to get.
Yeah, I mean, it's real valuable for us both, because there's definitely an aspect of things that specifically are podcast related for you.
Well, us. Yes. Yes.
But then there's the other part where things are, you know, more related to me and you know, the direction that I want to go with what I do, which, you know, I had in my mind that podcasters would be my market for doing my thing. However, in episodes past, we had a listener email us about a service that they do, and they want to leverage social media. And in talks with that listener, I'm really figuring out that there's absolutely a need for this sort of thing. You know, so if you have a small business and you'd like to leverage social media, shoot me an email. Let's just have a conversation. This is not sales pitch.
We are all about the promotion.
Well, sort of, but I'm really trying to understand how the thing I can do can help somebody out, you know? And to be transparent, then that helps us out as we go on our journey. Mm-hmm. So it gets me off of my knees in a bad way, not the good way. Mm-hmm. And I can do the things that I'm passionate about. And I think that, you know, I think if we can move to doing things that we are passionate about, life is just that much better.
Yeah. And I mean, this weather is just making me even more excited not to dip into Christine's camping podcast, but we have like 2 months and we could be back in our 1984 camper.
Yep.
And I'm excited. And I know some people are probably like, Jesus Christ, why isn't she excited to get into that? I don't know. I'm just so excited to.
Oh, it's our castle. It's our thing.
It's not an ice castle.
No, it's our castle.
I know.
Everyone has their own castle, the thing, and that's ours.
Ours is 24 feet long. That's the smallest castle ever. I love it so much. But
I'd just like to say that I can't wait to fly out to California to do a video shoot, and we'll just leave it at that.
I mean, I'm just...
And Chicago.
Excited for California.
And maybe Atlanta.
Oh, my God, stop.
Okay.
It's so exciting. So overwhelming. And like I said, this full information overload for me has really just been how excited I am to connect with you more and how I can make these connections with you more impactful. It's all still swimming around in my big head and I have to overthink it.
There's just a lot going on, but we have some tools and some concepts that we're going to try out in 2023 to just to give more connection points and really enjoy all of this, enjoy the connecting and the community. And, you know, what we've learned this weekend at PodFest is it's absolutely a community. And we would like to bring that sense of thinking to our podcast even more in different ways. So
I'm excited for 2023. And holy fuck, thank you for 400 plus.
Oh my God.
I still cannot wrap my head around that. You fucking rock. Yeah. End of discussion.
We're sitting at the table at closing ceremonies today, and I happened to open up my web browser on my phone while there's a transition, and I landed on our Buzzsprout page, and hi. You know, it's okay. We don't live and die by the numbers. It's not about that. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, when we hit landmarks like this, it hits us. Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you for sticking around through, I mean, there have been episodes that are not even close to female-led relationship related. And it's just real life shit.
Yeah.
I've had a bad day and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that you stay, mm-hmm. that you hang out. Like, I feel like you're my friend.
Yeah.
And really, can you have too many friends? I mean,
I don't think so.
I'm so thankful for the connections that I've made.
Yep.
And I'm so thankful for the friends that I've made through this podcast. I mean, if nothing else ever came from this, I have made some fantastic friendships that will last a lifetime, I hope, unless, you know,
we get sick of us and whatever. And that's
stop contacting me, you freak.
Yeah. Them saying that to us, actually. Yes. That's probably more of the...
That's what I meant, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
I'm very passionate about our dynamic and how we live our life. And I want to provide help or guidance on how you can live this life and not... I mean, okay, so just a quick sidebar. So we did a networking thing. We sit at a table, right? There was four different tables. And there's probably seven people at each table, and you rotate each table. You get 1 minute and 30 seconds to say who you are, where you're from, and what your podcast is. And then they ask a random question. I have never been so uncomfortable in my entire life. The first table I sat at, I went last. It just happened to go that way. And everybody else had podcasts about business or... You know, just what what podcasts
were... run-of-the-mill topic or whatever that they were passionate about.
So here it comes to my turn. Okay, buckle up. I said that before. Everyone, buckle up. This is a little bit out there. And I talked about my podcast. And the first one, I was so, like, my hands were just shaking. And I was so intimidated about talking about this to this group of people that I had never met before. Mm-hmm. By the last table... I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
This should be normalized.
Yep.
Let's talk about this. This is why I have my podcast. Yep. This is what my podcast is about. It's about healthy relationships. It's about communication.
Yep.
But I cannot tell you how many times somebody... there was at least one at each table that said, I guess I always associated a dominant woman with whips and chains. Mm-hmm. And I said, a dominant woman and a dominatrix are two different things. Mm-hmm. And
sometimes they overlap, but for that,
I would also like to get rid of this image that a dominant woman has high heels and leather pants on. And I mean, I show cleavage, but you know, whatever.
And most of us enjoy it, me included.
But I think there's also not only is there this image of, you know, the whips and chains and handcuffs when you hear dominant, there's also this image that goes with it. My attire for this entire event was, I had a shirt. I guess it did show my cleavage a little bit.
A little bit.
But I mean, I was wearing Hey Dudes for shoes. I wore wedge shoes one day,
yeah.
And then I destroyed my ankles. And the shoe ate the back of my ankle.
Yep.
It's much like swingers. Like, we went to, there was one talk at Podfest about Let's Talk About Sex is what it was called. And it was a fantastic group. And listen, I think things are coming. But Accidental Swingers were there. Yep. And
love you guys.
It was fantastic because somebody made a comment about, you're not at all what I thought a swinger would look like.
Yeah.
And it just clicked in my head. I'm like, oh my gosh, all these people who, when I say I'm the dominant in our relationship, automatically think I'm beating him with whips and chains.
Yeah.
That we handcuff him and whatever. And man, all the while, I'm wearing thigh-high leather boots and fucking nylons and,
yep,
you know, garter belt, whatever this image that goes with it is.
Yep.
And then here's me. I'm a pleasantly plump 43-year-old woman with hair that she hates, but it will grow. And I just wear everyday normal clothes.
Yeah.
Holy jeans are my thing, or fucking leggings. Yep. You know what I mean?
It's not about what you look like.
It's just, I mean, the tattoos maybe coincide, yeah, but I and thought arms and legs will be covered someday, baby. But I just would like to normalize that as well. You know, I mean, we are dominant women can look like anything, and they are not.
Submissive men can look like anything.
Yes.
I mean, it really.
Yes.
It's not the outside. It's an inside thing.
And submissive men are strong, wanting to throw up felt that,
yep,
makes them not less masculine. It'll, that's a whole other topic, too. So
we got to bring this plane in for landing.
In conclusion, our pitch for Love Ants and Locked in Lust and Podfest and
all the things.
I mean, there was a little bit about pegging in there. I, yep, hope this was useful for you, and I hope you know that I appreciate the living fuck out of you.
Very much so.
Thank you for being here, yep, listening to me ramble yet again.
And we hope your day is going fantastic, by the way.
We hope wherever you are, there is sunshine, yeah, and warm.
And if it's not, just know that people give a shit about you.
Accurate.
100%.
So, all that being said, stay safe, stay healthy, be kind, be a good human. I love you, and we will chat soon. Mwah!
Thank you so much for listening today. I genuinely appreciate your time. If you happen to have any questions, all of my contact information is in the show notes of this and every episode. Don't hesitate to reach out. Also, in the show notes, there is a link to my Patreon, where your support is incredibly appreciated. Patrons have access to advanced and extra content from this and other podcasts that we produce, FLR consulting via messages and video, and input on the production of each podcast. There is also a link to my OnlyFans page. My fans on that platform have access to almost daily posts of photos and videos of me and me torturing my subby, full and sample erotic audios, and other posts. OnlyFans is now the safe place where you can order custom erotic audios, videos, and photos. Mention that you heard it on this podcast for a 10% discount. Most importantly, though, if you have the option to rate and review my podcast on the platform you listen to it on, please do. Good ratings and reviews help boost my podcast in the charts so that more and more people are able to hear what I have to say about the lifestyle. Until next week, be good to yourself and each other.